Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come on.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Man, that's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. Time to land the plane, boys and girls. An hour left of this work week here aboard the mothership. And coming up this hour, our friend, very funny, insightful dude, Adam Lefko, is going to join us. From the Lefko Show, he goes inside the NFL with players every single week in his podcast. He's a really good dude, and I like having him on the show to talk NFL. We'll do that coming up. You see him as one of the faces of the NBA as well on TNT for Tuesday Night Basketball. So Lefko's going to join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Also in 40 minutes, it's a Target Demo Friday. Man, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking to see where you are, how you're listening, and whether you think that was a squirrel bark or toot. That's it. Not asking for much. There was a squirrel on my deck the other day. I took a video of it and posted it on Instagram. And it's been a pretty divisive topic this morning. Or I should say this week on the show. Seems like it depends on where you get your news from. If you get your news from Facebook, it appears that you think that was a squirrel bark. If you get your news from Instagram, where I posted the video as well, it appears that you think that it's a toot. But this is the media sphere that we live in nowadays. You tend to make up your mind based on where you get your information. And so I'm just wondering where you sit in this or where that squirrel sits in it. He was a chubby guy.
D.A., I do have to say, D.A., my cousin Zach, who you know well, Zach the Tank, did text me yesterday. So are you guys going to tell me was it a fart or not? He didn't grasp that we didn't actually know. He thought it was kind of like the what color is this dress where we definitively knew whether it was a fart or not, and he was left very confused all day, hoping we'd give the answer.
Well, I actually think it is like, what color is this dress? It kind of depends, to me, on the person, and we never got a good answer on this. I think it was a bark, even though, as you pointed out yesterday, I thought astutely, it's not accurate to call what a squirrel does out of its mouth a bark.
Right.
It's more like a squeal. But the more I read the comments from seemingly people that know this type of stuff, including our resident redneck Dixieland Dan, It seems like it's more likely that came out of his throat or his mouth. Even though if you watch the video, he clenches up, his muscles clench as though he was squeezing out a toot. So I do wonder, but I'm going to defer to the squirrel experts on our social media channels and say it came out of the mouth, but I don't know one way or the other. It certainly sounded and looked like indigestion to me from that squirrel.
Yeah, and as I said, a blockage can create that whistle sound because of the no cheek effect to create a passing of the gas on a squirrel, and thus the wood on the deck, if the butt of the squirrel was playing firmly there, the gas would then need an avenue to escape and create that whistling sound.
Correct. Now, I had earlier in the week one of our D-Aliens ask over Twitter, why are you saying correct like Russell Wilson says, Mr. Unlimited? And the reason is this was a catchphrase of a former member of the show. We cannot discuss that member. He has been banned, and we will not discuss him, but this was the way that he pronounced correct. And it's a very catchy way to do it. Correct. Every time that somebody says something, you say it much like Mr. Unlimited. You kind of hold that, oh, correct, correct, correct. So
Unlimited.
So it's a lot like that. I wish I could give you more of that origin.
Limited.
But I can't do anything more than that because of the rules and regulations established here on the DA Show. And as you know, we are nothing without rules and regulations. We need some guardrails or else this would just be a total clown show every single day. So that's the essence of it.
Unlimited.
I lost my train of thought, but I know that Target Demo Friday is coming up at the end of this hour.
I refuse.
Mraz melted down earlier in the morning because of the Giants melting down, and his implosion, to go along with their implosion, is now going viral, the video with him with a bag over his head. If he sounds a little bit cloudy today, it's because, a little muffled, he's wearing a bag over his head. When do you take that off, at 10 a.m., or do you wear that throughout the entire day and maybe watch all of tomorrow and Sunday's football with it?
It's a good question. We do need to wear a mask in public, so I'm contemplating rolling this out there. I haven't really gotten a glimpse of my wife since she was unhappy with my yelling this morning, so I will at least wear it to see her, to see if I can get a gauge on what kind of mood we're in. I might have to hide my face all day in my own house, so we'll find out a little after the show.
Last night, the Giants and Eagles highlighted or low-lighted by Daniel Jones. Wide open spaces, just falling onto his face when he had 10 yards of open space ahead of him to go into the end zone, score a touchdown. However, Mraz would like to remind you this is not the butt fumble because they ended up scoring on the drive. But it was really embarrassing, and it's the meme of the day. The biggest play of the day was Evan Engram dropping a third down pass, which would have potentially iced the game, certainly drained more clock off of the fourth quarter for the Eagles, and also the Giants defense laying down on the final two drives, allowing Carson Wentz to come back and score the unanswered points he needed. 22-21 was last night's final for the Eagles after they trailed 21-10 with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Tonight is game number 3 of the World Series. On Sunday, the Battle of the Unbeatens has everybody's attention, and the Steelers and the Titans are going to go at it. This is going to be the early window game, and the early window game for CBS. Steelers and Titans both 5-0. And my question is, I know this is on the road in Tennessee, and I know they're both undefeated, but how long ago was it that people were saying the Titans are fraudulent undefeated, that the Titans hadn't beaten anybody yet, and suddenly the Steelers are underdogs in this game? I know it's a slight underdog. I know it's almost a pick 'em. It's essentially Titans by 1.5, depending on where you get it. But I want to do a little exercise here. Let's go over the players and the coaches and the advantages, and you tell me who should be the favorite here, okay? Number one, Mraz, Ben Roethlisberger versus Ryan Tannehill.
It's got to be Roethlisberger right now.
Got to be Roethlisberger. Tannehill's playing fine. He makes a couple of big throws a game, but he ain't a future Hall of Famer. And I know that this is not still prime Roethlisberger, but Roethlisberger's been very good this year. He spread the football around. He finds all of his receivers. Okay, so advantage, quarterback, Steelers. Wide receivers, Steelers or Titans?
Ooh. I guess I would go Steelers right now, the way the wide receivers have played, especially James Washington and Chase Claypool of late. I have to.
No doubt about it. Washington, Claypool, the depth at wide receiver, they create a lot of big plays. Advantage, Steelers.
Right.
Running back, specifically James Conner, Benny Snell versus Derrick Henry. I think we all know where we're going to go.
Right.
Definitely Derrick Henry. Overall defense, Titans or Steelers?
The Titans' defense is underrated, but it's got to be the Steelers' defense. However, we are unsure how they will look without Devin Bush, but it's got to be the Steelers' defense, yes.
Got to be the Steelers' defense. If the Steelers' defense isn't the best in football, it's pretty damn close. There are one or two, I would say, as defenses in football. Okay, coach, Tomlin or Vrabel?
This is a good one. I'm going to go right now Vrabel. I think Vrabel's a better head coach than Tomlin right now.
Boy, that's saying a lot. Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl.
I agree.
He's been to multiple Super Bowls. He's been doing this for more than 15 years. Last year, he found 8 wins out of Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph. And Mike Vrabel is the toast of the town right now. But is he a better head coach than Mike Tomlin already?
I think if I need to win 4 games in December right now, and I have the choice between the two coaches, I'm taking Vrabel, but I think it's so tight. I really don't think it's like, okay, you're taking Vrabel, you're an idiot, you're taking Tomlin, you're an idiot. I think this is the closest matchup of any that you pointed out in the Titans-Steelers game.
Okay, that's fine. I think I would lean Tomlin because of his resume. I like Vrabel a lot. I think I would lean Tomlin here. This game is in Tennessee, but as we know, this year, home field advantage doesn't really matter much. Because you don't have full houses, you don't have full crowds, and many of these places are just flat out empty. So I got a tough time saying it's advantage Titans there. Let's look at the best win that each team has. The best win that the Steelers have, I think, is against the Browns. They beat up the Browns in bad last week, 38-7, and it was never a game. Their other wins, they beat the Giants, the Broncos, the Texans, and the Eagles. So is their best win, you would say, the Browns win?
It has to be, because at least the Browns, you felt confident enough going into the game. Like, okay, maybe they have something cooking. Kind of underappreciated how weak the Steelers' schedule has been. But again, they're rolling through opponents, so it's not like they're, you know, winning these games the way the Bears do, where you don't trust them.
That's exactly right. The Titans' best win is against the Bills. They smashed Buffalo 42-16. But their other wins are Texans, Vikings, Jaguars, Broncos. And let me give you, and you just pointed it out, how big a win, how easy a win, the margin of deficit has been for, you know, who the Steelers have beaten versus the Titans. Here's the Titans' wins. 16-14 over the Broncos, 33-30 over the Jags, 31-30 over the Vikings, and in overtime over the Texans. Outside of blasting the Bills, it's been one possession games. They've beaten everybody.
Right.
And the Steelers, okay, their schedule hasn't been great, but they're beating everybody by, you know, a full touchdown or more.
Mm-hmm.
I think advantage Steelers in terms of how they've beaten. I mean, that Bills win is good, but the Steelers, you know, they beat Philly in double digits.
No doubt.
And they ended up beating the Giants by, what, 8 points or so? I know it was close game, or 10 points ended up at the final. I think advantage Steelers' schedule.
Okay, so I agree. The Steelers, the way they've won is more advantage. But all that matters is in the NFL is the wins, and they've both gotten there. The Titans are always going to win ugly because of their style of play. Right? They have a really good defense like the Steelers do, but they don't do anything sexy on defense. They just punish you in the mouth. They shut down the run. And the way they run through you with Derrick Henry is not exactly what lights up fireworks and sells ratings the way the Steelers might with their aerial assault. So while the Titans might be winning uglier, they're still winning. And I don't care that the Steelers have won in such flashy fashion. When these two teams meet on the field, I don't expect the Titans to blow them out. I don't expect the Steelers to blow them out. And that really could play into the Titans' favor to win an ugly game where they just pound you through with Derrick Henry.
I think it's disrespectful that the Steelers are underdogs in this game. I think the Steelers are the better team. I think tell the tape they are a better team. And if I look at the two defenses, you're right, the Titans can sledgehammer you. They play tight defense. But in terms of points given up, the Steelers give up 18 points per game. The Titans give up 25. It's not a fair fight. I mean, basically, the Steelers give up a touchdown less per game. I think it's disrespectful that the Steelers are underdogs.
But the Steelers opened as a favorite, D.A. They were as high as 2.5-point favorites earlier in the week. That's only gone because the betting money's gone with the Titans. So many people are on the Titan train. It's not as if Vegas opened this line expecting, you know, this to happen. They had the Steelers as favorites. This has swung the last couple days back in the Titans' favor. So the Titans, at undefeated, were technically opened as home underdogs to the Steelers.
And so I think that's really right. I think that was correct, and I would have put the line at that as well. I would have put the Steelers at a 2.5, a 3-point favorite on the road in Tennessee. Goes to show you, though, it's not only public money. It's probably sharp money as well. It's probably gamblers that have put money on the Titans also.
I think probably the feeling is we don't know about the Devin Bush injury, and the Titans are going to play a big clock control game here, and how does that affect the Steelers offensively? Do they get into like a frantic situation where they need to have quick strikes, and do they strike them?
Yeah, I do think that Devin Bush injury is a huge one. There's no doubt about it. Try to bring down Derrick Henry without, you know, your best tackler and Devin Bush or one of your best defensive players is a big one. I also think the public right now is enchanted with Mike Vrabel and the Titans because we've seen them more recently go all the way to the AFC title game and win those big games. And the Steelers, it's been a couple of years now. And betting money is almost always recency bias money or history-laden money. And in this case, the public has seen the Titans beat the Patriots, beat the Ravens, beat the Bills, and they're thinking the Steelers, you know, have come up small in some big games of the playoffs, and I think that's where this comes. And the Mike Vrabel thing, you know, we talked earlier in the week, he's become a little bit of the new Belichick, and I think people are a little bit all on that.
I agree with that. Look, this is the game to watch at 1 o'clock. I can't wait for it. The fact that I don't have to watch some crummy Giant game at 1 o'clock is even better. Sit down, make your brats in a blanket as I gave you the up the gut, and Titans Steelers is a doozy in the early window.
It's going to be awesome. Two undefeated tomorrow in the early window on CBS. When we come back, we'll talk about it and more around the NFL with Adam Lefko. He's going to join us from the Lefko Show next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I am a buffoon, a doofus that doesn't learn lessons, and now the moment I try to learn a lesson, I have my friends and colleagues sandbagging me with audio.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Indeed. Glad you noticed. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here on the DA show. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. Our next guest is the host of the Lefko Show, the Players Podcast, bringing you inside the NFL with under the helmet and off the field real conversations with players and insiders, as only Bleacher Report can do. Recapping huge news, previewing NFL gambling, and always supporting the homies 2 to 3 times a week. It's our friend, the uber-talented Adam Lefko. Lefko, good morning. How we doing?
How am I doing? Oh, I am phenomenal because even though my Eagles, S-T-I-N-K, stink, we keep beating the Giants. And it's the greatest thing ever. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the most consistent relationship I've ever had in my entire life.
Tell me about your feelings, what the emotions were when you saw Daniel Jones ripping through the offense with nothing but open green ahead of him and then tripping on his face.
When he started going, I was like, man, the kid can run. That is one thing he can do. And then he started going, and I saw 31, I think it was Jalen Mills and the Eagles, just give up. And I went, oh, my God, this kid's going to go 80. And he's going, and then the knees – it was like some lactic acid started building up because he hit 21 miles an hour. And then the hamstrings and the calves. And when he went down, I just thought, it finally happened. The replacement to the butt fumble in New York is here. And that's what I feel like we witnessed last night. I feel like, for his sake, thank God they ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. But that's the season that the Giants are having, man. Like, it's just, it's like, hey, there's hope. And then, utter collapse. I felt bad for the kid because I do like Daniel Jones, but what a moment that was.
What's your relationship with Carson Wentz like? Because there's first half Carson Wentz, and then there's second half Carson Wentz.
I feel like this is something that's been plaguing Carson and Doug Peterson for the last few years, which is they really don't seem to put it all together until they're absolutely desperate. You think about the Eagles last year, they lose to Miami in Miami, so embarrassing, backs against the wall, they win four straight, we're going to the playoffs. The year before that, when it was Nick Foles, remember, they were awful, they could barely score any points, and then somehow Doug Peterson starts making better play calls in the playoffs, and they somehow upset the Bears and almost go to the Saints and win. And I got a text last night from a very, very good NFL quarterback on a different team. And they said to me, Adam, is every Eagles game like this? And I said, yes. And they said, this is exhausting. And I was like, I know. And so maybe you give me the idea. I'm going to go on a meditation in the second and third quarters and then come back ready and refreshed to watch football because it is painful.
Adam Lefkoe joins us from the Lefkoe Show, the Players Podcast. Do you think it's crazy that the Steelers are underdogs in this game against the Titans on Sunday?
Yeah, to the point where, you know, let's put on our crazy betting hats because we're probably both degenerates. It's so weird to me that I'm wanting to stay away from the game because I don't understand what's going on. There are two enormous injuries in this game that I feel I want to learn something. The Titans losing Taylor Lewan is not a small thing. I believe he was third in the NFL in rush pass rating. And you see what they do with Derrick Henry and what that opens up. For the Steelers, it's Devin Bush. And that this is the speed in the middle of this defense that's been so great. And the fact that they're facing off against each other is really, really interesting. But this Tennessee Titans defense is the worst unit of the four sides, offense, defense for both teams. And I really expect Big Ben to have a lot of success throwing the ball. I mean, this is a Titans defense that's been carved up by almost everybody. We saw what Deshaun Watson did last week. So, I mean, if you're saying who do I think is going to win outright, I would say the Steelers, but there's something about Vegas when they make these lines that it just puts fear into my soul. And when it's fishy, I usually stay away. So that's why I'm confused.
You know, Mike McCarthy can't help Zeke fumbling. He can't help injuries on the offensive line, and he doesn't coordinate the defense. And yet, it just feels like Mike McCarthy deserves a lot of blame for what is happening in Dallas. How much blame do you assign him?
Yeah. You know what? You made all the great points. I mean, the injuries that the Cowboys have had, if the Eagles didn't have their injuries, that would be the bigger talk of the division. The offensive line, they've lost both tackles. Their center goes down. They lose their starting tight end. Their defense was already a mess. I mean, this has been going since the offseason when they tried to rebuild their D-line by getting Gerald McCoy and Everson Griffin, but then McCoy goes down for the season. It's hard to blame coaches for that, especially when he's supposed to be an offensive guy. And the offense, for the most part, other than the game against Arizona, has been clicking. But what we have is a track record. We have proof of concept that is rearing its ugly head. So we have stories in Green Bay towards the end of massages in the office, and it's very well documented that he never got along seemingly with Aaron Rodgers. And so at the first inkling that the team might not like him, we can sit back and go, here we go again. I will say this, as someone that does openly root for the Eagles, when they signed Mike McCarthy, I was happy because I thought that his whole coaching comeback story was all a fraud. When he sat up there and talked, remember, there were stories being leaked out like, oh, he's been meeting with analytics people.
Oh, yeah.
And he's turned the corner. And I'm like, what? Like, what did you go? You went to a college and you went in there and you said, teach me what sine and cosine is? Like, how does that impact anything? Look, my hopes for Dallas were very high. I had them being a sneaky team that could go for the top seed in the NFC because I thought, and apparently rightfully so, that the NFC stunk and that they were going to be able to make a run. But I don't want to put it all on him because of the injuries, but in terms of managing a team, look at what Brian Flores is doing right now. Even Ron Rivera in Washington, going for two and saying after the game, when you're trying to create a winning culture, you have to teach people how to go for the win. I really do look at certain organizations, even when they're not that talented, and I see how the coach handles themselves, what Vrabel's done these last few years. And when I see coaches that go in the media and say, oh, I overcoach, and there's a lot of back and forth, I immediately lose interest because I'm like, the number one person that needs to be held accountable is the NFL head football coach. They came in people too. And so it just does not sound like it's going to end well, VA.
Adam Lefko, the Lefko Show, the Players Podcast, joining us this morning on the show. Players are fascinating for a lot of different reasons, but sometimes you get kind of common threads. Do you have a common thread position that you like talking to these guys from a specific position in the NFL?
Yes, that's a great question. For me, defensive backs are the funniest humans maybe that you'll ever meet in your entire life. What do you hear when a defensive back makes a play after they messed up earlier? Oh, they can just block things out and act like it didn't even happen. They're the cockiest people you'll ever meet in your entire life. And as an interviewer, man, there's nothing better than someone that's not afraid to be calling people out. You could break them down. Offensive linemen, hey, guys, really reserved. Hey, we're going to save our money. Right. Quarterbacks, they've been the star of every room they've ever been in. They're the least fun to talk to because they have the most to lose. Running backs are like the most loyal humans ever, and they don't ask for anything. Wide receivers truly are divas, and that's why cornerbacks, like, they're like the diva haters.
Yeah.
Cornerbacks are the dudes that are like, they beat up bullies, and so that's why I like
that. That's a good way to put it. You know, running backs have to be loyal because they've got the offensive line that they have to be loyal to. They need other people for their success. Wide receivers out there on their own island, they get to live in their own little bubble. They don't have to block. They just get to catch passes. But defensive backs, you're right, they have to attack the guys that they don't like. They specifically don't like the wide receivers. And if the wide receivers beat them, it just eats them up all day.
They're professional haters. They hate. It is their job to literally stand next to the guy on an island that thinks he's doing it all by himself and look at him and going, you ain't doing nothing today. Like, I am here to hate on your success. And so I think they crack me up all the time because they truly have this ability to block out any bad thoughts. And so they're a fun hang. I'll tell you that much.
How fun is an NFL weekend when your Eagles have already won on a Thursday and now you just get to sit back stress-free and watch an entire Sunday, Monday?
Let me be honest. I like to rub it into the Giants because we beat them 8 in a row, 12 of the last 13, 21 of the last 24. Since 2008, it's been an absolute domination. But if you think that I'm getting any real joy from this Eagles team, well, then I'm going too hard because I actually think that this is miserable. I'm not enjoying it at all. I don't want to win the NFC East. I don't want to have that first game where somehow Chicago gets a wild card and Nick Foles comes back to Philadelphia and yet again we have to have this conversation. This season in general is causing me much malaise. So Sunday, really my happiness has been reduced to how is my fantasy team doing, which lately has been good, but I know in the long run is not good for my health. So this is a cry for help. I accepted this is interview request because I need help, VA, and I'm begging you to save me.
Adam Lefko, check out his podcast, The Lefko Show, via Bleacher Report. You see the videos as well on social media. It's awesome. It's a behind-the-scenes look under the helmet and off the field through the lens of players. And Lefko is a super funny, super talented guy. Check it out, The Lefko Show, all places on social media. Before we let you go, can I get a good old-fashioned EAGLES?
You want one? For real?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, E-A-G-L-E-S. Like, that didn't even feel great because I know that they're not that good, but it did. Thank you for letting me wake up. You're one of the best readers. Like, what you just said about my show and the way you leave that in, I'm stealing that. That was great. And there's really no one else I'd like to talk to at 9:20 on a Friday, bro.
Well, so, I appreciate it. Back at you, buddy. You be well, okay, my man?
Have a great weekend, man.
Okay. Adam Lefko joining us this morning on the show. Watching Mraz throughout that interview have a Eagles fan just rub it in is just so good. If you're watching at watchda.com, if you're watching on Twitch at CBS Sports Radio's channel, Mraz had the bag on, then he took the bag off. The bag was like sitting partially on his head. It looked really sad and depressing. Then he put the bag back on his head. Then he threw up his hands in disgust once Lefko did the E-A-G-L-E-S. Once we were talking about Daniel Jones, Mraz was shaking his head. Bogues has been all types of fun.
Oh, I mean, he looked like a really, really, really down on his luck Chef Boyardee when he was back on the back of his head. And, man, when you said, and again, it's amazing, like, we, you and I should be in horrible moods, but here you are egging on Lefko to give us an Eagles chance just to stick it to Shawnee.
It's just so good.
Isn't that criminal that an Eagles fan goes, oh, I don't even want to make the playoffs and have to deal with the Bears? I'm pouring my guts on the floor last night begging for a 6-10 home wild card game. And Eagle fans, they don't even care about making the playoffs. That's what makes last night so criminal. They don't care. And he's right. The Giants, I didn't even realize this, 21 of their last 25 versus the Eagles they've lost. Guys, think about that. It doesn't matter who's coaching the team. 21 times out of the last 25 times, the Eagles have stopped our hearts out. And we've had to wake up with this misery. And yet the NFL keeps putting these games in prime time, so I get no sleep after.
Mraz looks like the saddest serial killer ever. He's just a depressed, overweight serial killer.
He only has one target. Evan Ingram.
Oh.
Are you Evan? No? Okay, keep going.
He got a nice warm meal after that game and a ride home on a bus. He didn't deserve anything. Uber.
Andrew Bogish has our headlines. Mr. Bogues, where do we begin?
D.A., you said it last hour. Carson Wentz wasn't great start to finish on Thursday Night Football, but he was great when it mattered most. Fourth quarter touchdown passes to Greg Ward and Boston Scott. The last one coming with just 40 seconds to go against the Giants.
He wasn't the primary read on that play. And the way it happened, I stepped up in the pocket. And the guy had pretty good coverage, but, you know, giving Boston a chance there to make a play, and he did. I mean, he plays bigger than, you know, whatever he is, 5'7". He plays bigger than that.
And after a strip sack of Daniel Jones, the Eagles won 22-21, improving to 2-4-1, which is good enough for first place in the AFC, in the NFC East this morning. The Giants, meanwhile, have now dropped 7 in a row in Philly. They led by 11 midway through the fourth quarter last night. They were up 14 points last season in Philly, 16 the year before that, but can't win in this city. Despite the heartbreak, they'll pick up their lunch pails and go back to the mine and keep looking for wins under Joe Judge.
Yeah. We've played enough ball at this point. We should know what we have as a team. We should understand how we have to play as a team. We know we have to be a team that's got to grind out wins. We have to do things just a little bit tougher, and that's all right.
Is it, though? The Giants, a surprising 1-6. Anyone will tell you they could have easily be 6-1 right now. The Raiders placed their other four starting O-linemen on their COVID list yesterday because they were close contacts of right tackle Trent Brown, who has tested positive. The foursome must stay home through tomorrow. These issues are why the NFL has moved Raiders-Bucks to Sunday afternoon. Arizona-Seattle takes over Sunday night, so we know we'll have a game. But at the moment, the league does expect Vegas and Tampa Bay to play. Saints wideout Michael Thomas now has a hamstring issue, putting him in doubt for Sunday's game with Carolina. Thomas first hurt an ankle, then hurt a teammate with a punch during practice, so he hasn't played since week one. The Big Ten left itself no wiggle room for COVID cancellations, so any game that doesn't happen is a no contest and will not be rescheduled. The league saying that last night. All the Big Ten fun begins this evening with number 14 Wisconsin hosting Illinois at 7 Central. The Dodgers and Rays are back from their off day. Game 3 of the World Series at 8 Eastern in Arlington. Charlie Morton starts for Tampa Bay.
Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes.
Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the eight.
A computer glitch to play that there. It's Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker on Westwood One. If you missed it last night, Daniel Jones was going to run untouched for 88 yards, a touchdown, but he just failed, D.A. I don't know if he there was no one around him from what I could see. Down at the 8 yard line.
It just stumbled, run. Stumbled like a fawn trying to learn how to walk in a yard.
Yeah, it's either that or it's those videos that are really actually scary of a guy at the end of a marathon having like a full body cramp and he just slowly like crumbles down. Because he was fighting it for a while. It is the longest non-scoring run in the NFL by a quarterback since at least 1975.
Oh.
But it was something.
But we every show in America is going to call that the butt fumble. We have to say Jones still put it in the end zone to finish that drive. The job was done.
Listen, if you need, it's not the butt fumble, but if you need that to be said for the rest of today, then go ahead and say it.
It's more like the butt stumble.
The NBA draft next month will be virtual. U.S. men's soccer just announced a friendly with Wales in the U.K. on November 12th. They'll play without fans, and it'll be the first time since November when the U.S. had its European-based players in the lineup. And the NHL has postponed the Winter Classic in Minnesota and All-Star Weekend in Florida. Those spots will get those events again in, quote, the near future. The league's still planning on starting next season January 1st, but there are GM meetings today, and they could change that target date. DA, back to you.
Your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly, comes to us from Jeff, who tweets, DA, is Mraz crying or faking? I can tell you this right now, okay, as we do the Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. Mraz is not faking anything here. Does he ham it up a little bit with the bag on his head? Yes, he would not be wearing a bag on his head this morning if he was not on camera. But is this exactly what you would get if you ran into him at the Food Town in Bay Ridge? There is no question in my mind. If you ran into him in line at the Staples in West Babylon and said, did you see the Giants game last night? What he said on the air is exactly what he would say to you. In the parking lot, he would be on the verge of tears saying, I got no sleep. I was tossing and turning, and now I'm going to have to eat my feelings. It is absolutely honest and true and authentic, and this is why Mraz is so unbelievably captivating as theater, is that you just can't believe anybody would care that much. I mean, like I said, my dad's been a Giants fan since the 50s. Yesterday I said, yeah, the Giants play tonight. He goes, they do? I mean, he doesn't care. They're a one-win outfit that stinks. Of course they're going to lose the game in heartbreaking fashion. He's not going to get emotionally invested in it. Here is Mraz on the verge of tears, which makes him the most amazing creature known to man. He just keeps coming back for the punishment. Target Demo Friday is next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Daniel Jones to the 20, and he stumbles, and he falls down at the 10.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
A very special Target Demo Friday on the phones. Let's go to the phones right now. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kenny in New Jersey, listening on Twitch.tv. Hey, Mraz, do you think that you're ever going to stop being a loser, bro? The Giants once again let you down. Do you think Daniel Jones is good enough to play for the Young Guns in Long Island? Because he sure as hell isn't good enough to play in the NFL.
Kenny in New Jersey. E-A-G. That's a Brock sneak attack. More Target Demos coming your way on Twitter. Lonnie tweets, happy Friday. I'm at work in Arizona listening on the radio.com app. I definitely think that's a squirrel toot. Hashtag beam me up. Ralph is feeling capital listening on radio.com while driving to work, laughing at Mraz's classic Giants rant. By the way, the squirrel was squealing. Hashtag catch the ball. Hashtag beam me up.
Catch the ball. I can't do it anymore.
Rosie the cat is listening on Alexa in the candle studio with Cat Mom. Ready for Cat Dad to get off of the air, grill me up some chicken, and listen to some squirrel fart to the back porch. Hashtag cats rule. B tweets, I'm on radio.com from Southern California. Going to take my girlfriend Leaf Peepin' this weekend in Mammoth Lakes. Might search for apple picking too after hearing Super Dave. Also, that's a squirrel fart.
With bacon.
Nick is on CBS Sports' app working maintenance in amazing North Myrtle Beach. Hey, big guy, I usually agree with you, but I draw the line here. Golf, seafood, tons of hospitality. Hashtag with bacon.
With bacon.
Brian is in Western PA listening on Alexa via Sports Radio 96.7. Doctor's appointment for me, surgery for my pops, and a busy weekend with work stuff for my Berg Bell. It's a warm, sunny day in the east, so we will be grilling. I will eat like this. Hashtag with bacon.
With bacon.
Miles is sitting at his kitchen table savoring his Eagles win that shouldn't have been, listening on my phone, radio.com. Never heard a squirrel bark, but we have a squirrel that knocks on the glass door at work for snacks. Happy Friday! Amos, what up, fellas in Tennessee? Working at Neyland Stadium, listening on the radio.com app. What's the over-under for Bama versus Tennessee? My sources tell me Alabama by an unlimited amount. Get me out of here. Beam me up. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Mraz's Giants meltdown makes it.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
What a freaking disgrace that was, DA. An utter freaking disgrace. You could change the coach. You could change the roster. It does not matter. Every year we suck and you can't beat the god Eagles. The Eagles. We can't beat the Eagles.
Sideline and it's dropped by Ingram.
2013. First year of overnights, DA. First year. How long have we come? That's the last time we went into Philly and won, and it took five field goals to do it. Evan Ingram has the ball in his hands, and everybody's going to wake up saying Daniel Jones sucks. Catch the ball!
He was wide open, and he didn't catch it.
Catch the ball! You're up 11 points. 5 minutes left. Catch the ball! Now here we are, 1-6. Joe Judge can't beat him. Shermer can't beat him. McAdoo can't beat him. How many years? How many primetime games? Do I have to put out the chips and dip and think maybe this is it? Maybe this is the week. Only to have our absolute back snap.
It was a little long, but I thought Ingram could catch it.
Catch the ball. I can't do it anymore. It's hopeless. Even at 1-5. You can't compete in a division at 1-5. The division came back to him and it can't catch the ball. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. Trade Evan Ingram today. Trade Golden Tate today. Trade Kevin Zeitler today. Trade Marcus Golden today. And don't even let Gettleman be the one to get the assets back because you got to get fired.
It was a little long, but I thought Ingram could catch it.
I slept 3 hours last night. I'm sick of being committed to the Giants and Eagle games. We're a joke. A damn joke.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
My friend Kevin Cooper tweets, when women say men aren't loyal, please show them this clip. Through all the pain, tears, and even a bag on his head, Mraz will be back next Monday night cheering for his guys because he's a loyal man. It's funny that no woman can make a man feel pain like their favorite team. Indeed, Coop. Patricia's on Facebook. I'm listening to the CBS Sports app in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Vinyl for boat upholstery. And how about that run by Daniel Jones? I think he tripped over the ref's shadow. It'd be funnier if it was a squirrel toot. Can I get a beam up? Joe is in Indianapolis, WXNT Radio 1430. I've never heard a squirrel bark. Hashtag beam me up. One bacon.
With bacon.
Juan is on Sirius XM 206 in rainy Milwaukee. Fact, farting squirrels would be a great name for a punk rock band. Jerry is in South Carolina. packing for a road trip to Georgia. We'll catch you guys on SiriusXM 206. By the way, if you want to weigh in on that squirrel toot or bark, it's on my Instagram page, at Damon Amendo. Follow me there and vote on it. That's a big vote this week. It's a slightly bigger vote than November the 3rd. Will the squirrel, was that squirrel a toot or was it a bark? That's at Damon Amendo. Hey, that'll do it for us this morning here on the show. What a morning that was. Wow, that went even better than I would have thought. Thanks to Sean Mraz, Barish Giants fan, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Abogish on your headlines of the kind, sir. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. Be good and be good to one another. I'll see you for Sunday morning football at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.